This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. One person was killed in Jakarta Wednesday as supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who lost the election, clashed with security forces. The protesters even set fire to a police dormitory, and vehicles before police used tear gas to disperse the crowd. A national police spokesman told VOA that protests turned into violence Tuesday night, continuing into early Wednesday. Dozens of people were arrested. Indonesia's Election Commission on Tuesday confirming that Indonesian President Joko Widodo had been reelected with 55% of the vote, defeating the former Army General Prabowo. Abortion rights activists held rallies across the U.S. on Tuesday in response to several states approving new bans against women seeking abortions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
Groups like NARAL Pro-Choice are vowing to fight against laws that block women from getting access to abortions.
These anti-choice forces are coming for women, they're coming for doctors, and they're coming for Roe.
NARAL President Elise Hogue says new restrictions are designed to get the Supreme Court to ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
We stand together to call out politicians who talk so much about life, but don't seem to care about the lives of more than half of the population.
Vote them out.
While the activists are vowing to vote out lawmakers who work to restrict abortions this weekend, the vice president dug in.
Without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An out-of-control wildfire, that is, burning in the Canadian province of Alberta, forcing the evacuation of several thousand people, the town of High Level. There were no immediate reports of casualties from that blaze. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is offering lawmakers the chance to vote on a new referendum on the country's departure from the European Union, but only if they supported her proposed departure deal. May said on Tuesday a bill she plans to present to Parliament next month will include a provision to vote on whether to hold a second referendum to leave the EU, a key demand of many opposition lawmakers.
This isn't just about me. If it was just about me and how I'd voted, we'd already have left the European Union. Actually, this is about a responsibility across the whole of the House of Commons for us to come together and find a way of delivering on the instruction people gave us.
An early agreement May reached with the EU has already been rejected by lawmakers three times. She plans to ask lawmakers to vote again during the week of June 3rd. North Korea is condemning the United States for seizing one of its cargo ships. The U.S. said on May 9th that it seized the ship because it was carrying coal in violation of U.N. sanctions, a first-of-its-kind enforcement action that came amid a tense moment in relations with North Korea. North Korea's U.N. ambassador Kim Song called the seizure a violation of international law, and he hinted it may impact other negotiations with North Korea.
The United States should deliberate and think over the consequence of its outrageous acts might have on the future development. Also, United States must return our cargo ship without a delay.
The North Korean official Korean Central News Agency carried a statement by an unidentified foreign ministry spokesperson accusing the U.S. of betraying the spirit of a summit agreement last June between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Kim and Trump agreed then to a vague statement calling for a nuclear-free Korean peninsula and an improved bilateral ties, but a second meeting between the leaders collapsed in February over mismatched demands and sanctions relief and disarmament. The Organization of American States urging Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega to stick to his agreement to unconditionally free all political prisoners by the June 18th deadline. At a Washington meeting, an OAS resolution also demanded free, fair, and transparent elections in Nicaragua, along with freedom of expression and the right to peaceful protest. The opposition plans to pressure Ortega's government by holding a nationwide general strike on Thursday. And more than 170 American shoe manufacturers and retailers, including such well-known athletic shoe brands as Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas, urging President Trump to exempt footwear from any further tariffs he imposes on imported goods from China. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.